This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 31st, 2009. From Oshkosh, I'm Paul Platt. ANN is following the story of a Cirrus SR-22 that went down in West Virginia Thursday night. The pilot was reportedly the sole occupant. According to multiple news agencies, the plane was en route to Eagle Creek Airport just outside Indianapolis from York, Nebraska. Contact was lost near Indianapolis, and NORAD scrambled two F-16s to follow. The pilot did not respond to attempts at contact, and the plane flew on several hundred miles past its destination at 25,000 feet until its fuel was exhausted. The plane is registered to Sequoia Airways in Avon, Indiana. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Check back with aero-news.net over the weekend in case we get any updates. Here at Whitman Regional Airport, the big occasion at Air Venture yesterday was the introduction of the new FAA administrator, Randy Babbitt, in the annual Meet the Administrator Forum. Babbitt, who was an Eastern Airlines pilot and ALPA union president in past years, was generally well-received by the AirVenture crowd, getting warm applause during the Q&A session when one audience member voiced appreciation for an administrator with an actual aviation background. Before starting his prepared remarks, Babbitt conferred the FAA's Wright Master Pilot Award on EAA founder and recently retired chairman Paul Poberesny. The award is limited to pilots with 50 years of flying experience. Babbitt reminded the crowd of some of the highlights of that career.
Paul established the Experimental Aircraft Association. He's in the National Aviation Hall of Fame. He won the prestigious Wright Brothers Memorial Trophy. He was a military pilot for over 30 years. And that means World War II and Korea. In fact, he's the only man in the armed forces to attain all 7 aviation wings that the military has to offer. His logbook tips the scales at more than 30,000 hours. He's designed and built more than 15 different airplanes. And this is the last one makes me stop. He's piloted nearly 500 different types of aircraft, and more than 170 of those were amateur built.
When asked about the encroachment of the Transportation Security Administration on general aviation, the new administrator essentially said, give him some time.
You're all aware, as an administrator, I'm new. On the other side, at the TSA, there's only an acting. We don't have a permanent administrator. One of my goals, when that administrator is named, is to sit down on an interdepartmental level and express what I hear, not only from you, every component of aviation is struggling.
On user fees, despite a background in the airlines, Babbitt seemed both cool to the idea of changes in the FAA's funding mechanism and confident the user fee provision in the Obama budget is not a major concern.
The administration did put in as a placeholder, okay, we'll look at user fees. I think it's just something to say, look, we do have to find some way to do it, but I think at the end of the day, your voices will be heard. We'll find a fair and equitable way that everybody can pay their share and continue to support the great system we have.
Yesterday's forum was overflowing with both attendees and glimpses into the perspective of the FAA's new head. You can read much more coverage of the session in text form at aero-news.net, dated Thursday, and you'll hear excerpts next week, Tuesday through Friday, on the Aero News special feature. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. GA leaders get together to express their hopes and their fears. Rotorway and Rolls-Royce announce a deal that was sparked at last year's AirVenture. And environmental concerns are driving new products. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Major Paul Brown of the U.S. Air Force A-10 West Demo Team. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.